I leave my house about 6. I go straight away to the airport, Paris Charles de Gaulle. My flight is about 9:30.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're starting our descent in approximately 10 minutes from now into Manchester.
When I arrive at the airport, manager Greg Strong picked me up. Last month, I go there with my car, and this trip was about 7 or 8 hours. But you know, I did it because I know it will be a good opportunity for me to win the league.
Rhule's best known for being a seaside resort. Everywhere you go here, there's the smell of fish and chips, the sound of amusement arcades, and the taste of ice creams from the parlours that are dotted along the seafront. And of course, there are the fairgrounds rides, like the Dodgems, which I'm on at the moment.
Oh, that was a big one.
The story of Rhule Football Club is a bit of a fairy tale comeback. In 2009, they won the Welsh Premier League for the second time in 6 seasons. But then they were demoted after they couldn't afford to pay their semi-professional players. But now they've clinched promotion back to the Welsh Premier League. And if they can avoid losing to Cefn Druids, they'll become the first ever Welsh club to go through an entire league season unbeaten. Ooh.
Well, they average around 400 here at Rhule. But I wonder what the fans make of the effort that Stephen Lesserfell has been making to commute here with his own money to play for their team.
I think it's a brilliant indication of how he holds Rhule Football Club in such high esteem. He's a great lad, he's very enthusiastic, and he's very loyal.
When you consider as well he's not been a first-team regular, it shows how committed and how much desire he's got to be a part of the club.
It's a bit harsh, isn't it, that he makes all this effort to come over here and he gets put on the bench?
It seems a bit harsh, but, you know, at the end of the day, Greg's got to pick a team that he thinks is going to win a game, and, you know, if he doesn't feel that Stephen's strong enough on that particular match day, then he's got to pick who he feels, hasn't he?
I spent about 1,200 per month. But you know, when you have a passion, you have to do it and you have to do your best to succeed. I'm not scared about that. I hope the next year will be the same year for me.
Hold on, Matty! Come on, Matty, bring him here again! Run him here, Matty, come on! Now we play!
My name's Greg Strong. I'm an ex-professional footballer of 18 years. Played in every league in England, and obviously now managing Rhule Football Club. What he does is fantastic, but it's his decision. I've never told a lie to him. I've always been truthful and said, you're not going to be a starter, but you can come and be a squad player. So I've always been honest.
The manager, he say, you know, Stephen, this year will be a fantastic year for us. Maybe we'll win the league and you will have a window. People will come to see you. And that's happened. A lot of good thing happened to me. There is a call-up for the Martinique to participate at the Caribbean Cup to play against Jamaica, against Trinidad and Tobago. 2 teams who play the World Cup. That is the country of my dad, so I was so proud. We did well as well, so we qualify for the Gold Cup and we will play the Gold Cup in July. We have Mexico in our league.
And the final whistle has gone and Rhule have won by 2-0, which means they have ended the season unbeaten.
I don't know what I will do the next year, but I know the next year I will play and I will do my best. And you know, I live with my heart, so where I will be, I will play with my heart and I will score a lot of goals the next year. That's it.